This call is being recorded.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, we thank you for this day. We declare this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We honor you for your love. We honor you for your presence. We thank you that you are doing exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. And so we say again, good morning, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you. And Holy Spirit, we ask now that you will speak to us this morning, bring clarity that we might pray not only the mind of God, but the purpose and the will of God in our endeavor throughout this day. We honor you and bless you in Jesus' mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Is there anyone else that came on this morning? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God. Brother Ronnie, you going to be my reader this morning?
Yes, sir. I'll be your reader, man of God.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Regina Armstrong. Y'all keep my sister in prayer. She's out there in Vegas, but she's been going through some stuff in her body. So we really, really, really need to pray for her for healing in her body. So she's actually on this morning. I don't know if she could say hello this morning, Sister Regina, my beautiful sister.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Regina.
You did a great job last week.
Yeah, Ronnie, you are absolutely amazing. Ronnie is definitely called to the ministry. Amen. Oh, all right, let's speak with God. Let's get into the word. Oh, Gina, I just want to say this to you, Regina, because of the time, a lot of other people would like to get on, and so we are readjusting the time again back to 7 a.m. So that will begin next Saturday at 7 o'clock. We're adjusting the time back. They already got the green light from the Holy Spirit. He said we can do it to make it convenient for the people. So I'm following the leading of the Holy Spirit. So it, next Saturday, 7 a.m. So please don't get up at 5 a.m. You know, and wonder why ain't nobody on the call. That goes for everybody on here. Make sure you adjust your calendar or your time for 7 a.m. Amen. So let's get into the Word of God. I'm going to look at three passages of scripture real quickly. I'm not going to be long this morning because we got to pray this. Why don't you go quickly if you got your Bible? Make sure whenever you're on here, have your Bible. Isaiah chapter 55, and then we're going to go to Mark chapter 11, and then we're going to go to John chapter 3. I'm going to start with Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. Hallelujah. Give you a time to turn in your Bible. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Put your little desk lamp on so you can see. Glory to God. Come on, y'all. Get excited. Amen. I'm excited. Amen. You know, it's always an honor, people of God. When you wake up, you should be in anticipation to really hear God. You know, I wake up every morning. My wife will tell you, I wake up and I'm excited. I'll be trying not to wake her up, but I'll be, man, when my foot hit the floor, I'm ready to go right into the presence of God to hear God. And let me tell you something, and I say this with all humility, I am very consistent when it comes to getting up in the morning and making sure that Jesus is the first thing before I do anything. I'm focused on him. And I know everyone else is. I tell you, that is a pleasure. And it's also amazing because, you know, sometimes it's like it's almost like the Holy Spirit is standing right over your bed just waiting for you to wake up just so you could have a talk with him. He is more anticipating on speaking to you and ministering to you than you desire to hear his voice. Amen. And see, I've always said this, but it bears repeating. People, God, I want you to understand that God desires to be in your presence just as much as you desire to be in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all, amen. Stay awake, stay alive, and let's go. All right, Isaiah chapter 55, 1 through 6, Brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55, 5. Can everybody hear me? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1, it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me." I mean, take heed. Very important. "Diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness." Hey, hey. "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear and your soul shall live." Hear and your soul shall live. Hear and your soul shall live.
Wow.
"And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." That's a promise. "And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call nation that thou knowest not." No, look. Let's see. He say, "Behold, you shall call a nation that you knowest not, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you because of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek ye the Lord." Wow. "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." That is powerful.
That is powerful. Go back and read verse 1, and then I want you to drop down to verse 6. Read verse 1, and then drop down and read verse 6. I want y'all to see something.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Holy Spirit's saying.
"Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near."
Read those two one more time. Remember, people, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Faith
is being developed this morning. Come on. Hallelujah.
"Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Seek ye the Lord."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
"Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near."
Okay, now I want y'all to stop. Now y'all know what that passage just said, okay? I need you to get that passage in your scripture, because the Lord has communicated something. Now I want you to go real quickly, Brother Ronnie, to Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Don't forget what we just read, people. Because one of the things I want you to understand, the Bible confirms itself and the Bible interprets itself, okay? We don't interpret scripture. The scripture interprets itself. Go ahead again. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30.
Amen. Matthew chapter 11, starting at verse 28. This is what the word of God, this is what the living word declares. It says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor." Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Woo, glory.
Mm. Ooh. And some others say, rest for your souls. Wow. Watch this. It says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. One more time.
Yeah, 28 through 30. Come on.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What does that mean, man of God?
Amen. Okay, let's go back one more time to Isaiah 55. Verse 1 and verse 6. One last time.
Okay. Isaiah 55, starting at verse 1. The word of God reads, it says, Ho, everyone that thirst, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Amen. Amen. Now listen, people of God, this morning, the Spirit of God said these words to me. Times of refreshing that strengthens relationship. I want you to write that down. Times of refreshing that strengthens relationship. Times of, say that, everyone say that with me. Times of refreshing.
Times of refreshing.
That strengthens relationship.
That strengthens relationship.
Which means in your relationship, now listen, pay attention. Please hear the word of the Lord this morning. In your personal relationship with God, which every one of us have, there are times that God wants to bring a refresher. Oh God, don't miss this. There are times in your personal relationship that God desires to bring a refresher. But there is a requirement, and the requirement is there needs to be a reflection and a refocusing. I'm going to let that sink in your mind for a moment. Come on. I'm going to say it again. In your personal relationship, there are times of refreshing for your relationship, but it requires for you there to be in that relationship during the time of reflection and refocusing, which means in our relationship, people, God, there are times that we lose focus. Things begin to come in our lives, situations, circumstances, and what it actually does is our emotions, attacks that come as the purpose is to get you off track. There are so many times our lives get busy, and guess what? Our prayer lives get attacked. We're not spending much time in prayer as we should. We're not in the Word like we should. And then when things bombard us, we get to a place where we're wondering why things are not the way it used to be. And the reason why is we have lost reflection and we have lost refocusing. And God says during times of reflection and refocusing, there is a refreshing. In other words, when you are depleted, when tax and stuff comes against you, it's almost like God has to breathe a second wind into you. Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Come on, this is a dialogue. I need y'all to talk with me as well. Amen. There's times when the wind, it's like you lose your breath.
Mm.
And so God has to breathe into you again. He has to give you a second wind. And God is telling me to tell everyone on here, prepare for the second wind. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Robo Shanda. Prepare for the second wind. It's because the enemy's been attacking you and been hitting you, and it's almost like the enemy has knocked the wind out of you. And you lost reflection. You're no longer focused because this has hit you. This has come at you. It's almost like you're having a personal Job experience. And you're wondering, like, God, why is all of these things coming against me? Why is this happening? I'm not praying like I used to. I'm not in the Word. These things are distracting. I ain't even been faithful to the house of the Lord. And God is saying, I am in this time where you are personally in that personal area of your relationship, I'm about to breathe upon you again. Hey, hallelujah. I'm about to breathe upon you again. And when I breathe upon you again, it's going to be a time of refreshing. The Bible actually says in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, the Bible says, repent, for times of refreshing shall come what? From the presence of the Lord. The thing I want you to understand, people of God, is that your times of refreshing to strengthen your relationships come from in his presence. It's his presence, which means that when it comes to getting his presence, getting in God's presence is a discipline. It's a discipline. You got to reflect and refocus. And you have to discipline yourself to get back focused and begin to spend not just quantity time with God, but quality time. Did you hear what I just said, people? It's not quantity. It's not the amount of time. You can go in there and pray for 3 hours and don't get nothing out of it. Why? Because you could be distracted during times of prayer. Hello? Say amen to this, people. Come on now. Hallelujah. You could actually be distracted. But God said during this time where I am refreshing you and refocusing you, then that will be a time where everything that looks depleted is going to be strengthened. God, listen, God wants to give you this morning, hear the word of the Lord. As sure as my name is David Armstrong. God wants to give you joy again of spending time in his presence, where you enjoy spending time with him, spending time praying and seeking him. You actually look forward. And it's not just early in the morning when you get up, because I've always taught you this, that the way you start your day determines the outcome of it. But this is an all-day thing. Is God your focus throughout the day, or is he just at a specific time? Oh, Rabba Sandele Burama. Is he just his presence is just attractive when you need him, when you're going through something? Oh, I need to spend time with God because I'm being attacked. In other words, are you spending time with God when everything is still going good? Or are you only seeking God because the devil's attacking you, or things are not happening, your finances have been attacked, and all these things are happening? And then all of a sudden you wanna run to the presence of God and say, Lord, I need you. Let me tell you something, people, God. God is not our genie. Hello. He's our God. He's our Father. And just like if you have children, there are times you got to set things aside to spend time with your children. Guess what? God wants to do it. God wants to spend time with you. But we have been so distracted by some of the things that have come against us. See, whenever the enemy attacks you, he attacks you for the purpose of distracting you. Say that with me. Say that with me. The enemy attacks you for the purpose of distracting me. Come on. Y'all got to say this. Speak to me. Come on. Hello.
Enemy attacks me for the purpose of distracting me.
That's right. Exactly. And when the enemy attacks you for the purpose of distracting you, what it actually does, you lose your reflection and your refocusing. You're not reflected on God, and you're not focused on Him. Listen, your focus is more on the attack that's coming against you and no longer God. And this is the thing. We cannot get so caught up in what the enemy is doing that we have lost focus on what God is doing. Isn't it amazing that a lot of time when you hear people, whether they call you or they call you up, they don't call to tell you about the good things of God. They call you to tell you having that the devil attacked them and everything. And sometimes I have to stop people and say, wait a minute. And I'm very concerned about people and what they're going through, people. God, please don't miss what I'm saying this morning. But I got to say what the Holy Spirit is telling me to say. There are times, people of God, well, listen, you need to make sure that you are always testifying more about the things of God and not so much the things of the enemy. In other words, if the enemy and what he is doing in your life is more in your mouth than what the things of God is doing, you have lost refocus. You lost focus. Hello, you have lost focus. If you testify, well, the enemy is doing this, the devil is doing this, and God is no longer in your mouth, you've lost focus.
Okay.
And guess what? You have just opened up the door for the enemy to continue to come at you. Why? Because he's in your mouth more than God. And then you wonder why God's presence is not available at that time of need. Why? Because God only comes when people are talking about him. When you talk about God, he comes. The Bible says where two or more are gathered in his name, he's there. So when you are testifying about the goodness of God, you will always experience the presence of God. I'm going to say that again. When you're always talking about the goodness of God, you will always experience the presence of God.
Wow.
Not just what the enemy is doing. You got to get to the place where you say, devil, you are not going to make me lose focus on my God. No way, no way. You can come at me with everything, but I'm telling you, I'm still going to testify of how good God has been.
Amen.
And if people are calling you, and they're always calling, nothing's wrong with this. Pay attention, though. If people are constantly calling you, and all they have is problems with what the enemy is doing, and they are not talking about what God is doing, you need to assist and help them to get back refocused. That is your assignment. Your assignment, listen, is not just to pray them out of their mess. It's to help them get focused and get back in the presence of God. So a lot of times when people call me and they say, well, the enemy is doing it, I say, wait, stop right there. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. I don't want to hear nothing else. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you something, people. You got to protect your spirit. Because if a person constantly talking to you about what the enemy is doing, that gets in your spirit. And then guess what? You've lost focus. Then next minute, you open up your mouth and nothing's coming out but what the enemy is doing. Hello?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we got to get to the place, people of God, where we understand that God is serious about us focusing and reflecting on him rather than the enemy. Now let's go to the text, people of God, because I need to lay that groundwork before I go in the word, because here in Isaiah 55 and also in Matthew chapter 11, here God is giving you and I an invitation. Everybody say invitation.
Invitation.
And listen, the invitation that he's given us is to come back into his presence so you can get refocus, so you can begin to reflect on him and refocus on him. So God understands what you're going through, but he's telling you the solution. The solution is I'm sending out an invitation. This is what you're going through. The enemy's attacking. He understands. But I need to give you an invitation back into my presence, because it's my presence that I need you to focus on, not your attacks, not mm-hmm. what the enemy is doing. I need you to focus on my presence, because in the time of my presence is where I'm going to give you a refreshing. This is where I'm going to give you your second wind. Because the enemy has knocked the wind out of you. And all you talk about is what the enemy is doing. The devil is alive. That is not happening. No. I'm keeping the enemy out of my mouth and Jesus in my spirit.
Hallelujah.
These people of God, you got to understand the enemy is settled. So here in Isaiah 55, read it again, verse 1 and verse 6. No, read 1 through 6. I want you to see something.
Hallelujah. Ho, everyone that thirsts, comes ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Wow. Incline your ear and come unto me here, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, you shall call a nation that you knoweth not, and nations that knew not you shall run unto you because of the Lord your God. And for the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Now, people of God, I need you to hear me again, because in verse 2 is something very important I need you to understand. Because it says right here in verse 2, why do you spend money for what is not bread? Now, this is the thing I want you to write down. I want you to get in your spirit, because the medium of exchange in the world system is money. But the medium of exchange in the kingdom is faith. I didn't get no amens on that. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Faith comes by hearing. I need y'all to get this in your spirit. The medium of exchange in the world is money, but the medium of exchange in the kingdom is faith.
Hallelujah.
So in this time, the medium of exchange in the things of God is you got to use your faith. In other words, guess what? When it comes to you refocusing, reflecting, it requires your faith. Listen, don't miss what I'm about to say, people of God. It requires faith, not performance, not effort. It requires your faith, not your performance. Not your effort, because if you're working by effort or performance, you're in the wrong covenant. You're still operating under the old covenant, and we are no longer in that dispensation. We're in the new covenant. We're in the dispensation of grace.
Wow.
And in the dispensation of grace, the Bible says we're saved by grace through what? Faith. Where's my Bible reader? You are saved by grace
through faith. So everybody declare this. It's my faith that's going to refocus me. Come on, say this with me. It's my faith that is going to refocus me.
It's my faith that's going to refocus me.
Say it again. My faith in this season is going to refocus me. That also means, if that's the case, then that means it's your faith that's going to restore your time of refreshing in the presence of God. And remember, faith does what? Faith speaks what it believes. Faith always speaks. Listen, if you're not speaking nothing, it's not faith. Faith in what? Faith in what Jesus has finished. In other words, when it comes to your victory, guess what? It's a finished thing already.
Amen.
Oh, God, it's already done. Your faith is going to restore your relationship. Your faith is going to restore you to the presence of God. Your faith is what's going to refocus you, not your effort, not you trying to get things in order and get things in line. God doesn't need your help to refocus you. He just needs your cooperation. Isn't it interesting? Sometimes God always requires you to just get out of his way. Amen? So to everyone who thirsts, come to the water. Why? Because water has to do with what? Refreshing. It's just like, man, listen, when it's hot and summer's coming up, Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. So listen, when it's summer, listen, your body signals that you need water. You automatically, when you hide, you think it's water. You know what I'm saying? Your body automatically begins to say, okay, I need this. Why? Because I need to be refreshed. Why? Because if I don't have water, I will begin to get what? Dehydrated. I get dehydrated. And guess what? The same, it is spiritual. And now we have a lot of dehydrated Christians. We have a lot of dehydrated Christians because they're not putting in their body what is required. Oh, Ramandilibasa, help me, Holy Spirit. Just like, listen, oh God, just like your body requires water, your spirit needs God's presence. Your spirit needs God's word. Why? Because without it, you cannot be refreshed.
Hallelujah.
And if you're not refreshed, then you will stay out of refocus. So God says, come, everyone who is thirst. In other words, listen, oh God, when it comes to the presence of God, are you thirsty? Do you have an appetite for the presence of God? Are you desiring? Because he's giving you an invitation. He's saying, listen, if you're really thirsty, if you are literally spiritually dehydrated, I'm going to give you an invitation, and I want you to come. But I don't want you to just, oh, God, I don't want you to just come any way. Don't just come to me any kind of way. I need you to come thirsty. I need you to come hungry for me. I need you to be after me. Come after me, people of God. Don't just come to get what I have to offer. Because a lot of people are just after the hand of God and not God himself. Are you just coming after God for him to fix your problem? Or once or heal your body or whatever it is that you need? Or are you coming to him for him? Come on, say amen to this. Come on, this is good word I'm giving you this morning. This is the Holy Spirit ministering to you this morning. He requires you to come to him because you have been spiritually dehydrated, and sometimes you don't even know it. Listen, you don't even know it, and if you go too long, your body will shut down. Oh, God. Your body will shut down if it doesn't get what's required.
Yeah.
Everybody say, my body will shut down if it don't get what's required. Come on, say it.
My body will shut down if it's required.
Yeah, your body will shut down if it's not getting what required. Guess what? Guess what? So will your spirit. Your spirit will shut down if it's not getting what's required. And that is the word of God and the presence of God. So there is a mandate. There is a mandatory thing that is required. And God says, here's the invitation. Because I see you're dehydrated, but you don't even know it. But guess what? You won't even know you're dehydrated until you get in his presence and he reveals it to you. He's going to reveal to you where you really at, because you think you're where you're at, but you don't really know where you're at until you get in the presence. I remember one time I thought I was A-OK, and I thought I was right where I was supposed to be in the presence of God, and I went before the Lord, and I was like, Lord, I just thank you that I'm right here. And the Lord said, son, you got unforgiveness in your heart. I said, what? Are you serious, Holy Ghost? Yes, because in the presence of God, the Holy Spirit doesn't just show you what's required. He will always show you what's lacking. He will show you where you're lacking in. He'll be like, okay, Sister Linda, you ain't been in your word. Brother Ryan, you ain't praying as you should. You got a little distracted. David, you're not spending time in worship with me. He will show you what's lacking. And guess what? When God shows you what's lacking, will you readjust it? Or will you make excuses? Well, Lord, the reason why that is because of this. Well, the enemy attacked me, Lord. That's why I ain't praying like I should, because the enemy, no, that's an excuse. That devil is already defeated. And you need to constantly remind him he's defeated and quit making excuses for your lack of spending time with God.
Yes.
I love when God brings correction too. Look what the Bible says at verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
While he may
and call upon him while he's near.
And call upon him
something.
While he's near.
We serve a God that is always moving. Always moving. Listen, God will move with you or without you. He's gonna continue to move. Your responsibility is to follow him. He's not following you. You are supposed to follow him. It's just like in the old covenant, when the cloud moved, the children of Israel, wherever they set up camp, when the cloud moved, they had to pick everything up and move with the cloud. They couldn't get complacent. They couldn't get comfortable. They couldn't compromise. They had to rise up and say, wait a minute, God is moving. We got to move with him. It's the same thing with the Ark of the Covenant. When the Ark of the Covenant was moving because the Levites was moving, guess what? Everyone that was following the Ark had to get up and move with the Ark. Why? Because everything they needed was connected to that ark. The ark represents what, people? The presence of God.
Hallelujah.
It represents the presence of God. And you got to pull people of God in this hour, in this evening. You must be about pursuing the presence of God. You got to go after the presence of God with everything in you. Why? Because if you don't, the enemy will distract you. And guess what? You'll wonder why, because guess what? In the ark, the presence of God is your victory, your breakthrough. Everything you need is in that. And guess what? Here's the good news, people of God. Your body is what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Which means you are, in the new covenant, you are the modern day Ark of the Covenant.
Wow.
Everybody say, I'm the Ark of the Covenant.
I am
the Ark of this covenant.
Which means I carry the presence of God. The presence of God is in me. So wherever I go, his presence go.
Amen.
And that's why I want you to get the understanding is that when you refresh, when you are depleted and you are spiritually hydrated, you don't need to go in no crusade. You don't need to go and go to no church to get in the presence of God. Why? Because the presence is in you. Wherever you go, you take the presence. You don't go into the house of the Lord to get in the presence of God. That's some religious, non-biblical, phony bullcrap. That is not biblical. The presence you have, you carry the presence of God. You are the Ark of the Covenant.
Glory to God.
So the thing you need to understand is in order for you to be refocused and get back refreshed is you got to tap into what's on the inside of you. Because that's where what? That's where his presence is at. His presence is in you. You don't have to go on Facebook for somebody to give you no word. You better open up your Bible and get your own word. You better learn how to refocus yourself, refresh yourself. Build yourself back up. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Are y'all getting something out of this word this morning?
Yeah. Amen.
Matthew Amen. Chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Sister Linda, I want Sister Linda to read it this time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Linda, you still there?
Yes, sir. Matthew 11.
Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
28 through 30. I have a different translation.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It's the word of God. Come on with it. Hallelujah. We're excited about it.
Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens,
wow.
And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light."
Woo! Come on, come on, come on. Read that one more time. That's good. I love that translation. Read it one more time. Catch it, people.
Hallelujah.
God's about to refresh you.
Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light.
Now, I'm going to read again in the King James. I want you to say, because the Bible says, come unto me. Here's the invitation. It's the same invitation that he gave you in Isaiah chapter 55. Come unto me. Come to me. In other words, when you are spiritually dehydrated, when you have lost focus, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. In other words, when you are that way, whatever you're carrying, whatever is burdening you down, whatever is overloaded you, whatever is come upon you to the point where you cannot move forward, come to me. Come to me. God is saying, listen, I need you to come to me. Come to me. Why? Because you're heavy laden. And God says, when you accept my invitation, oh God, to come to me, my response is this: I am going to give you rest. Oh, people, God, you better get excited about that. Because when you accept God's invitation, the end result when you accept his invitation is, I will give you rest. Say that with me. I'm going to give you rest. Say it. I'm going to give you rest.
I'm going to give you rest. I'm going to give you rest.
And guess what? I want you to write it down. True rest can only come from being in his presence. True rest, oh God, true rest does not come from you laying down resting your body. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying this morning? The Holy Spirit is saying some specific things this morning, and I need you to really get it in your spirit. True rest comes from the presence of God. Everybody say that. True rest comes from his presence.
through the breath comes from his presence.
Yeah, it comes from his presence. It doesn't come by you trying to find another way to refresh yourself. Well, I just need to go lay down. No, you need to go get in the presence. Whether you go lay down and spend time praying in the Holy Ghost, that's okay. But you need, whatever it is, whatever posture it is, the end result is you need to get in his presence. Because only in the presence of God will you find rest. And I'm not just talking about physical rest. I'm not talking about you resting so your body can be rejuvenated. I'm talking about your spirit can be refocused and refreshed. Your spirit needs to be rejuvenated. Just like your body, when you work the 8-hour job, you come home and you're tired. Why? Because your body gives you a signal that it needs rest. Well, guess what? The same it is with your spirit. Your spirit will alert you that it needs to be refreshed. It needs to get in the presence of God. And guess what? You got to lay aside everything to make sure you have that time with him. Listen, people of God, when you read the gospel, there are times in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus would never, when Jesus was on the earth, he was operating not as the Son of God, even though he was the Son of God. He was operating as the Son of Man. He was operating as the Son of Adam, which means he was a man who had to depend on the Holy Spirit. He was a man. Everybody say Jesus was a man.
Jesus was a man.
Yeah, he was a man, and guess what? He was a man who was anointed by the Holy Spirit, who had to depend on the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus had no great advantage, which means because he was a man, he had to get in the presence of God to be refreshed, refocused. And that's why at times that the Bible would say that Jesus would pull away. And it would go to a mountain to spend time with his father. He would get away from the disciples, and he would go and spend time in prayer with who? The father. Because he knew his father was the source of him being refreshed. And sometimes, people, you got to get away from family. You got to get away from children. You got to pull away from social media. Hello. And you got to go get in the presence of God and get refreshed. You got to start working on the house and get refreshed. You got to start working on whatever project you're working on, books or whatever you're doing, and say, wait a minute, I'm feeling spiritually dehydrated. I need to get in the presence.
Wow.
Because your spirit, man, is going to alert you. So look what it says. Come unto me, all you who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn. And learn of me. In other words, in the presence of God, God is going to teach you how to be refreshed. He's going to say, learn of me. Learn about me. Learn about me. I need, oh God. In other words, in the presence, in a time of rest, God is going to begin to teach you about him. He's going to teach you how he operates. He's going to teach you how he functions. He's going to teach you how he's going to refresh you and rejuvenate you and revive you and restore you and refresh you. Woo, glory. I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. Hallelujah, glory. I'm being refreshed by my ministry. See, even as I'm ministering to you right now, I'm being refreshed. And guess what? Your spirit, man, is being refreshed. You're being recharged like a battery right now. I'm telling you, your spirit, man, is getting stronger. And guess what? The devil know about it. He's already trembling. You got the devil trembling already. Why? Because your door cell batteries are being recharged in the presence of the living God. Woo, hallelujah. Come on, say hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. God said why? He said, learn of me. Why? Because I'm meek and I'm lowly at heart. I'm meek. God said, I'm a meek God. I'm a good God. I'm a lowly in heart God. Hallelujah. And because you have accepted my invitation, my daughter, my son, you are going to find rest for your soul. Come on, come on. Right there, lift up your hands and say, Lord, I receive rest for my soul. Come on, I need you to open your mouth and say, Lord, I'm receiving right now a refreshing for my soul. I'm receiving refreshing for my soul, which means sometimes your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your intellect, sometimes you get refocused. You get off focus. Your soul, God is going to give rest to your soul. Why? Because sometimes a lot of us are emotionally burnt out. You had a hard day at work and things are happening, people are calling you, and they got issues and marriage issues, all kinds of stuff. Let me tell you something, people. No one is your source but God. In other words, I even tell my wife that, listen, when you are refocused, when things are coming against you, don't come to the husband, because I love you, but listen, I can't help you. You got to go to your father. Because he's the one that got to refocus you. He's the one that's going to refresh you, people of God. Don't run to your children. You better run to the throne room. Come on, people. My responsibility as a prophet is to teach you how to get refocused on the one whom you need to be going to. Whether your husband or wife, listen, your husband or wife can't refresh you. Your children can't refresh you. Social media, your preacher cannot refresh you. You're going to have to refresh yourself. You're going to have to make up your mind and make the effort to get yourself in the presence of God. Some of you need to just get in the presence of God and just spend a good hour praying in the Holy Ghost. That is the reason why God gave you your heavenly language. He didn't just give you your heavenly language so you can have goosebumps. He gave you your heavenly language. Why? Because the Bible says build up yourself on your what? Most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I told you it takes faith to refresh you. So that means you're going to have to spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because that's your first language. That's how you are refreshed. So you got to get in the presence of God and you got to build up your spirit, man. Why? So your soul and your spirit can become one again. Because some of you, your soul man has dominated your spirit man. Some of you, your flesh has dominated your spirit and soul. Why? Because that's what you're feeding. Listen, whatever you're feeding the most will dominate the most. You better write that down. Whatever you are feeding the most is what will dominate. If you feed your flesh, guess what? Your flesh is going to overpower your soul and your spirit. And you're going to wonder why you're struggling. You're going to wonder why you're depleted. You're going to wonder why you can't get victory. Why? Because you've been feeding your flesh. And your flesh has master control. And listen, your flesh got it focused on it. Don't you know your flesh will focus you too? Hello? Yes. Your flesh will focus you back on it. Your flesh will focus you away from God, not to God. And guess what? It doesn't take discernment to recognize that. You just got to make up your mind. He says, you will find rest for your soul. Are you resting in God? Because listen, people go, oh, I'm going to say something that's going to blow your mind. Here it is. Don't miss what I'm about to say because the Holy Ghost just said it to me. If you, Rabbasani, yes, God, I'm going to say it. I'm about to run around this room. If, listen, people, God, get this in your spirit. If you are not resting in God, you are not trusting God. Write it down.
Hallelujah.
If you are not resting in God, you are literally not trusting God. No matter how you can say it, you can tell everybody, oh, I'm trusting God. You really not. You can fool people, but you can't fool your Father. Because trusting God is not lip service. And a lot of us are good at giving God lip service. Oh, God, I'm trusting you, when you know you're really not trusting him. You know why you're not trusting him? Because you ain't resting in him. You still worried. You still full of anxiety. You still caring about, okay, how am I going to get this done? Why is this not happening? You so full of anxiety, you can't even rest. And you got the audacity to tell God you're trusting him. The devil is a lie. And God will tell you, I love you, but you're not really trusting me. Why? Because you're not resting in me. And you wonder why you're distracted and you're not refocused. And you wonder why you're not enjoying the times of refreshing that can only come from my presence. I'm preaching better than y'all shouting, and that's the truth. Hallelujah. So look what it says, verse 30, and then we're going to pray. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Everybody say that with me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
My burden is light.
So look what it says. Jesus, remember, he says, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. Remember, come to the waters in Isaiah 55. If you're thirsty, come. Come by and eat. Use your faith. Come. Accept the invitation. Why? Here's the end result. Why? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, this is something that's very interesting, because God is giving you an invitation to accept his yoke and his burden, which means in order to receive his yoke and his burden, you have to exchange it for yours. I'm going to say it again. Hello? In order for you to accept the invitation and accept his yoke and his burden, you have to exchange it for yours. In other words, God is giving you an invitation to make an exchange. In other words, God is saying, your yoke is heavy and your burden is heavy. So why don't you make the great exchange with me? Why are you carrying something you really don't have to carry? Why are you carrying this anxiety? Why are you carrying this worry? And I told you, you can only do things that you're either going to worry or you're going to worship. You can't do both of them. If you're going to worry, you shouldn't worship. If you're going to worship, you better not worry. You can't do both, people of God. I don't care what's going on in your life, and I'm saying this, and it's not that the Holy Spirit is not concerned, because he's concerned about whatever it is that you're presently dealing with, but he has given you an antidote. He has given you a solution, and it's your responsibility to take it. God says, come to me. Why? Because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So you got to make an exchange. You're either going to carry yours or you're going to carry mine. Your choice. So if you decide to carry your burden and your yoke, then guess what? Don't complain. Don't be like, God, why is things happening? Why? Because God will let you. God will let you continue to carry that burden. He'll let you carry that yoke. But the thing you got to understand, in Isaiah, the Bible says, the anointing destroys the yoke. Man, whoo, glory to God. Oh, God, in the presence of God, in the presence of God is where the anointing destroys. It doesn't just break the yoke of anything that could broken, you can put it back together. But the devil is a lie. God says the anointing destroys the yoke. It eradicates it. I declare right now that yoke that's on you right now, in the name of Jesus, is being destroyed right now by the anointing. Come on, lift up your hand and say, Lord, I receive your anointing to destroy every yoke on my life. Come on, say it. Elaborama.
Lord, I receive your anointing to destroy every yoke in my life.
Every burden, everything, the anxiety, the care, the worry, all of it. You got to make an exchange right now. And that's what we're going to pray this morning. Each one of us is going to pray, and we are going to now cast the care onto him. And so this is what we're going to do this morning, people. God, the Holy Spirit gave me specific instruction, and I need you to follow an instruction exactly as the Holy Spirit has given it. When you pray this morning, you are going to pray for you, and you are going to cast whatever care. You're going to ask God to refocus you. Whatever it is that you need, you're going to ask him, because in this time of refreshing, he is putting the responsibility back on you. And he's telling you, when you come into my presence, tell me what you need. Tell me if you're full of anxiety, let me know, because I'm about to exchange it. Before the end of this day, hear me. I speak as a prophet of God. I'm telling you, before the end of this day, there is going to be a relief. There is going to be some burden that's coming off of you. There's some yoke that's coming off of you. There's some victory that's about to come to you. Your faith is about to be recharged, replenished, restored, refined, rejuvenated. In the name of Jesus, I decree it. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Brother Ronnie, I want you to pray first, and then I want Sister Linda to pray. Don't pray too long so everybody can pray. All right, Brother Ronnie.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your word this morning, Lord God. We are careful to give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord God. For you tell us to come, Lord God. You said, don't worry about no money, Lord. You said, don't worry about the price, Lord God. However, you also tell us to count the cost, though. So, Lord God, we leave everything behind of whatever it is as far as the burden, Lord. Just like the man of God said, we cannot truly worship and worry. But you tell us to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord God. So, Father, we give you all of our hang-ups. We give you all of our heart's desires. All of our, whatever it is, whether it be heaviness or whether it be, you know, your word says above all things, the heart is the most deceitful thing, desperately wicked. Who can know it? So, Father, give us a heart like King David's heart, heart of flesh, but soften it and remove the stone, Lord. And, Lord, we trade in our baggage, our luggage, to enter in your rest, Lord, by spending time with you in your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for enlightening the eyes of our understanding right now with this wonderful word, Lord God. Let us meditate and digest this, Lord God, and share with others, Lord God. We just give you all the praise. We give you all the glory, Lord God, and Father, continue to allow us to come enter in behind the veil with you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. As we seek and knock and press, Lord God, while you may be found, we thank you, Lord God. You are here, Lord. You are near. And we take heed to all your instructions, Lord God, and we decree and declare that we are one with you, Lord, that we may know you and the power of your resurrection. Hallelujah, Father. Have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sister Linda. Sister Linda? Hallelujah. Sister Linda, you still there? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Sister Kathy, you on?
Nobody. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Can you pray?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for the refreshing of the Holy Spirit. We ask that your spirit, Lord God, will assist us and aid us to be refreshed in your presence today. We ask, Lord God, throughout this day, that we will rely on your spirit. Lord God, we pray that wherever there's drought, Lord God, that you will guide us into your presence. Father, we just pray a refreshing even over, Lord God, each and every person on this call. Lord God, we just pray that you will bring refreshing to us. Lord God, we repent, Lord God, for our neglect in any area, Lord God, of your word. We just ask that you will forgive us, Lord God, even on this call this morning, Lord God. But we thank you that you're a faithful God and that we are coming to you, Lord God, asking for a drink. You said we have not because we have not. So we're asking this morning that you will refresh us from your presence. And so, Lord, we thank you that you hear us concerning that. And so, Lord God, we ask that you would just continue, Lord God, to guide us and lead us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Sister Linda, you still on?
Yes, I'm sorry. My phone was muted when it was free.
Okay. Can you pray?
Yes. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Father God, for this message this morning, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for constantly striving, Father God, to teach us and show us, Father God, your mercy, your love, your great grace, Father God. I thank you, Father God, personally, Father, for speaking this word into my heart. Lord, I receive it, Father God. I receive your yoke, Father God, for my yoke, Father God. I give you every worry, every anxiety, every burden that has clouded my mind, Father God, and has distracted me from you, Father God. I give to you today, Father God, and I thank you, Lord, for giving me in turn the peace and the mercy and the grace, Father God, that you give to me, Father God, and the knowing, Lord, that when I hand these things over to you, Father God, you are trustworthy, you are faithful, you are just, you are good, and Father, you can be trusted with every single thing that burdens my heart, Father God, and you just want me to give it over to you, Lord, and I do, Lord, I do, I give it to you. Help me, Lord, help me in those moments when I start to worry, in those moments when those thoughts start coming to me, Lord, in those moments, Father God, Lord, that my spirit would rise up, that your Holy Spirit would rise up in me and remind me that you, the creator of the universe, are my Father, and you love me, and you are taking care of these things because you said you would perfect those things that concern me, Lord. And you are not a man that you would lie, Father God. You are the God of everything, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord God. You hold us, you hold the world in your hand, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you call to me and you say, come to me. And Lord, help me, Father God, to always answer that call, Lord God, humbly, humbly in awe of your greatness, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you are closer than the air I breathe, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that I carry your presence within me. I don't have to run to another person, Father God, but I can run to you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I glorify you and I worship you, Lord, for the great God that you are, for the loving Father that you are, for the source and the provider that you are, Father God, for everything you are to me and everything you desire to be to me, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, from the bottom of my heart. Father God, let us take this lesson and hold it in our hearts, Father God, and always remember when we start to feel burdened, Father God, that you are saying, come to me, come to me, and let us quickly run to you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Amen.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. I thank you personally for allowing me the opportunity to minister this word, but also to be a partaker of this word. Father, you've dealt with me before I even ministered to this. And so, Father, as a leader, Father, I am coming to you. And I thank you, Lord. I declare I accept your invitation to come to you for times of refreshing. God, so many times I can get so overwhelmed and doing things and trying to prepare and get ready for this and get busy that I can get back into performance and I'm no longer resting in you. And so I repent for not resting in you, which is a sign of I'm not really trusting you. And so I make the decision again to rest in you. And you see it as trusting you. So I declare out of my own mouth, I relinquish every care, every responsibility, even in ministering, I give it to you. I thank you that you are refocusing me. You are causing me to reflect back on your presence, that I am to rely on your presence, not my ability, not my performance, not my effort. It's your presence. And so I receive this morning your presence. And God, I thank you that, Lord, I am learning of you, not just learning from you. I'm learning of you. I'm learning more about you. There are some things about you, Lord, that I yet have not known. Yet have I even comprehended, because you are a multifaceted God. There are many sides of you, a many-sided God. There are so many sides of you that we have not even yet comprehended. And I thank you, Lord, that you will show me Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing lacking, the God of peace. I receive the God of peace. In the name of Jesus, and I declare in the name of Jesus that God, we will now receive the latter rain that you said in the old covenant that you will pour out the former and the latter rain in the first month. And that rain is a time of refreshing that comes from the presence in the name of Jesus. And so I ask you now, pour out your spirit now. Pour out of us, because the Holy Spirit has already been poured out. But the next outpouring is the one up out of us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God always let us know that we need to be a time of refreshing for some people that don't know you. There are people who have lost hope, Father. They're trusting more in what the government says than what you're saying. And God, you are raising up again a people who will once again begin to bring refreshing to those who don't know you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we receive that responsibility and we are accountable to begin to minister, not just to our brothers and sisters in Christ, but we need to minister to those who are lost. They need to be refreshed. They need a touch from you. They need your presence. And the only way they're going to encounter your presence is they got to encounter us. Because your presence resides on the inside of us. And so when they encounter us, they will encounter you. So God, get us out of our comfort zone and let us go out there into all the world and begin to minister to those who don't know you. in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, I thank you for my own individual refreshing. As your son, as your prophet, I thank you, Lord. And I repent, oh God, for anything that I have done individually or personally that might have distracted me or got me away from you. In the name of Jesus, I receive it according to 1 John 1:9. You said if I confess my sin, hallelujah, you would be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So, Lord, I believe, I receive, and I declare now I am refreshed, I'm refocused, I'm rejuvenated, I'm revived, I'm renewed, I'm restored. Hey, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I believe I'm receiving, and I call it done in Jesus' name. Now, I need everyone to pray this with me. I need everyone to pray this with me. Say, Father.
Father.
Right now.
Right now.
I receive times of refreshing. I accept your invitation.
To come to you.
Whenever I'm overwhelmed. Overburdened. Or whenever I'm carrying too much.
Lord, you said.
That I was to cast all my cares on you. For you care for me. Say it again. For you care for me. I want you to say, Lord, I receive your love for me.
Lord, you.
Say, Lord, thank you for loving me.
Lord, thank you for loving
me. Even in my imperfection.
Even in my imperfection.
And I declare, that I love you. Because you first loved me.
Because you first loved me.
Now, Lord, help me. To not only receive your invitation. But to extend the invitation to others who don't know you. I accept that responsibility. I will not withhold your love. To anyone who deserves it. I accept that invitation. And I receive it now. To do what you tell me to do. Beginning today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So, okay, there's two people I want to pray for this morning. I want to pray for Sister Teresa today. And I want to pray for my sister. Sister Linda, I want you to pray real quickly for my sister. And then, Brother Ronnie, if you're still on, I want you to pray for Teresa. Sister
Who
actually not feeling well this morning. The enemy's trying to attack their body. So I want you to, Sister Linda, I want you to pray for my sister. And then, Brother Ronnie, if you're still on, I want you to pray for Teresa.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to you, my Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that on the cross, Lord Jesus, and by your stripes, we are healed, Lord God. We hold fast to that promise, Father God, for our sister Regina, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you said if anyone is ill, that to come and be prayed over, Father God, and that is what we're doing. We are following your instructions, Lord God, because we believe, Father God, what you have said. We know who we believe, my Father. And in faith, Father God, we ask and we lift our sister Regina up to you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for her. Thank you, Lord, for creating her for very specific purposes, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against her will prosper, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that you are already at work in her body, Father God, and you will manifest her complete healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We call it done. We call it done, Father God, because Jesus said it is finished, and we believe what he says, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you on her behalf, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that we expect miracles, Father God, because you said, Jesus, that we would do those things that you did and greater things would we do, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon her for great things, Father God. Your purposes are in her heart, Father God, and she will walk out those purposes in her life, Father God. I thank you, Lord. I bless her body, Father God. I ask that you shower her with the blood of Jesus Christ, and anything that has contaminated her body be completely flooded and flushed out of her body in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering to her even now, your healing, Father God, your word, Father God, that is alive and well, Father God. And we just call it done in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give you praise even now, my Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brother Ronnie, you're still on?
Yeah.
Can you pray for Sister Teresa, please?
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your throne of grace, bold yet humble, Lord God. For you know the petitions and the hearts of your people, Lord. But right now, we stand in the gap for our sister, Sister Teresa.
Yes.
And we command all unclean spirits, we command them to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of infirmity, you are not welcome. You have been served notice. We command you to leave and come out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That is a child of God. We decree and declare that she is whole and she is healed by your stripes, Lord. For you were bruised for her iniquity, wounded for her transgression. So we thank you, Lord God, that this shall not rise up a second time. But we decree and declare that it is finished, Lord God. And we thank you for your fresh oil that is moving upon her right now. A double portion of your anointing fall upon her right now. I thank you, Lord, that she shall move into all capacity. And I thank you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And Lord God, as she is able to overcome as the overcomer she is, I thank you, Lord, that she shall be able to do it. She needs to do, Lord. And I just thank you for victory. Hallelujah. And we praise you now. We magnify you. And we bind up the spirit of infirmity. And we loose the spirit of grace and healing right now. Impartation. Stretch your hands forth. Sister Teresa, stretch your hands forth. We plead the blood of Jesus from the crown of her head,
Lord,
the sole of her feet. We speak life to every member in her being. We thank you, Lord God, for the life and resurrection, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that life is Zoe, is flowing through her right now. Father God, you said that your word is medicine to all flesh. So Lord God, as she has taken her dose this morning, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for wholeness, Lord God. So have your way, and we believe that we receive all that we ask for, Lord. Let her have a blessed day. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Sister Kathy, pray for the man of God.
Yeah, that was.
Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, Minister David right now, Father God. We ask that you will pour back into him all that he has poured out, Lord God, even in this this month, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will refresh him, Lord God, that you will just continue, Lord God, utilizing and using him, Lord God, for your glory. We pray, Lord God, that you will continue to have the two-edged sword coming out of his mouth, Lord, Father God, that he will be utilized, Lord God, to minister to your people. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will just continue to minister your word into his spirit, Father God, for those who we come in contact with, Lord God, that they will be encouraged, that they will be refreshed, that they will be, Lord God, all that you have called them to be in you, Lord God. So, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for Minister David, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, that you would bless, Lord God, everything that he put his hands to in the name of Jesus. And so we just thank you. We bless you for his life. We thank you and bless you, Lord God, for the ministry that you have on the inside of him. We thank you, Lord God, that you're increasing him more and more, Lord God, increasing him in your word, increasing him, Lord God, in every area of his life. And so we just bless you for it, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Now, listen up, people of God, as we get ready to close, listen. You know, always the Holy Spirit always gives us an assignment. And so the assignment is, people, is remember, just like we receive God's invitation, I want you to extend this invitation to someone who do not know Christ. Whether you at the gas station, market, wherever you go, the mall, whatever you do, please, people, God, I want you to take this word you receive, and I want you to go and be a fresh glass of water to someone who is without hope, who is without Christ. And I want you to go and let them know that God has actually given them an invitation to come to him. People of God, one of the things that we got to get back to is the spirit of evangelism. I'm telling you, people, Jesus is coming soon. And we must be about the Father's business. Every time I go in prayer, God placed an urgency in my spirit as a prophetic voice is to provoke his people to being about his business at this particular time, particular season that we in. People of God, all the signs of Jesus' return is right now at hand. All the signs are there. Your Bible is being fulfilled before your very eye, and we are in a 911 moment of urgency to get the gospel out like never before. I encourage you as a prophetic voice to begin to turn your message into a evangelistic message now. It's time to reach the lost. Everybody say that with me. It's time to reach the lost.
It's time to reach
the lost. People, God, if you have unsaved loved ones, if you have neighbors, friends, that do not know Jesus, I want you to make it your aim, your effort to give them God's invitation to come to him. Because hell is real. Jesus love. Jesus, the Bible says God is love. And just like you received his love, we must extend that love to those who don't know him. We've been preaching to save people long enough, people of God. Hello. We've been preaching to Christians long enough. It's time to preach and minister the gospel to those who are lost. And I want you to make this really your effort, because right now God is putting in my spirit an urgency to get the message of the gospel out. And I'll be ministering this coming Wednesday on a Zoom call. I'll make sure everyone get the invitation. Sister Mary and Sister Rosemary invited me to minister this Wednesday on their Zoom. And those who would like to join me, I'm going to be ministering in the area of evangelism. I promise you, you don't want to miss it. Again, just remind you that July, hallelujah, July 3rd is our next prophetic community meeting. Put that on your calendar. Go to the website and make sure you check out the upcoming events that's coming up. Again, next Saturday, we will not be having it at 5 a.m. It is at what time, everyone?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Amen. That is Pacific Standard Time. If you're on the Eastern Standard Time, that'll be 10 a.m. Amen. 3 hours ahead if you're on Eastern Standard Time. And listen, people, God, as we get ready to close out, I want to let you know that your time of refreshing is what strengthens your relationship. So I want to declare to you this morning, your relationship with God this morning has been strengthened.
Amen.
Hello. Your relationship has been strengthened, and I want you to stay focused. I want you to stay focused on God, and whenever you are depleted, whenever you are dehydrated spiritually, I want you to make it your aim and your effort to shut everything down and get in the presence of God so God can refresh you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. People, God, again, I want to invite you to also make sure that now our time is 7 a.m. Get to send out the invitation. Get people on these this time of prayer, people of God. These times of ministering are very, very vital. I didn't get to John chapter 3, but I'll get to that next week. You don't want to miss it, people of God. Listen, again, go and do the work of Jesus. Also pray for us, because in the month of July, we're going to be having 12 noon prayer in the city of Compton. That will be every Thursday. For those that are outside of state or whatever, you fall out, you can live stream. But we're going to be having prayer every Thursday, 1307 East Compton Boulevard. The Lord has given me release for us to increase our time of prayer. And so I'm excited about that. I'm also excited about evangelizing with Brother Ronnie and his beautiful fiance. We're going to be going out and evangelizing, people of God. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. Go and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we dismiss, I thank you for every person. I pray a backlash prayer over them. I declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare in the name of Jesus that they have been strengthened, they have been refreshed, they have been refocused, and God, they have set their face like a flint to go to the cross, to preach the cross, to preach the gospel. And I bless them. This morning, I release the prophet's reward upon every person under the sound of my voice. I bless them. I bless their family, their children, their finances, their business, their job. Whatever they put their hands to, I decree the blessing upon them. And I thank you for them. Lord, I love them. I appreciate them. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be a leader, Father, and to be a good example to my brothers and sisters, Father. Thank you so much. We give you all the glory, all the praise. And as always, I pray this, that Jesus will be glorified and the devil will be horrified at what you are doing in your people's lives. I thank you. This month of June, we are refreshed. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen.
Amen.
God, have a wonderful, magnificent day. Listen, don't let nothing distract you. Don't let nothing destroy your day. Keep your joy, keep your peace, and have a wonderful, blessed day. Make sure you stay dehydrated, because it's starting to get hot now. So make sure you drink plenty of water and just have a magnificent day. God bless you, people. God, you are dismissed. Anyone have any questions before we are dismissed?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a praise report.
Okay, amen. All right, come on with the praise report. I'm excited about that.
My cousin that we've been praying for. She joined us here with me this morning.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I pray that she was blessed by the word. Amen. I'm very grateful. I'm thankful. Continue to invite people to get on and listen. Don't miss next week, 7 o'clock. It's going to be great. Sister Linda, whenever you get an opportunity this week, I need you to call me.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to check in with everybody. So, all right, everybody, you are dismissed. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. God bless everybody. Love y'all.
God bless.
That'd be cool.
God bless everybody. I love y'all, too.